It is every airplane passenger's biggest fear. Your pilot is incapacitated, and there is no other option but for you, a total novice, to take over the controls. That is exactly what happened this week in Florida. NPR's Becky Sullivan has the story.
Just before 11 a.m., the little puddle jumper, a Cessna Caravan, took off from the Bahamas, headed for the coast of Florida. But around noon, the pilot told his two passengers that he was not feeling well. Then he slumped against the controls, putting the plane into a nosedive in a sharp southward turn. That's when one man, who has not been named, took the controls, stabilized the plane, and made the call to air traffic control.
I've got a furious situation here. My pilot is on incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane, but
an air traffic controller named Chip Flores at an airport on Florida's coast answered the call.
Lima Delta, Roger, what's your position?
I have no idea.
To summarize, a pilot down for the count, a passenger at the controls with no idea how to fly and no idea where he is.
And number three, Lima Delta, that came in a little broken. What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Number three, Lima Delta, Roger. Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me.
I have no idea how to stop the airplane. I have no idea how to do anything, the passenger said at one point. Flores and his colleagues rang the alarm to air traffic controllers up and down the coast, and soon they located the plane 20 miles east of Boca Raton. At Palm Beach International Airport, air traffic controller Robert Morgan was on his lunch break. He had two decades of experience in the tower and also happened to be a flight instructor, though he'd never flown the Cessna Caravan. They printed out a picture of the cockpit, and Morgan got on the line with the passenger to coach him through the landing.
Start bringing your power back slowly and start looking towards the end of the runway. Start pulling the control wheel back and you'll come in for a landing. And then before I knew it, he said, I'm on the ground now.
Aircraft is full stop, propeller stop, middle of the runway, emergency's rolling up on.
A bit of a bumpy landing, but not bad for a windy day. First responders took the original pilot to the hospital. The air traffic controllers at Palm Beach Airport are used to high-stakes stuff, Robert Morgan says. After all, Air Force One landed there regularly for 4 years.
You know, we've never had anything like that when somebody just drops that bomb on you that you're not expecting. Like, here's the situation. It was just like, whoa, I felt like I was in a movie.
The two men met afterwards for a hug, he said, and they took a picture together. Though they won't need that to remember what they've been through. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.